that she gon' greet me when I land. Big bands, really big bands. Money still coming, need another rubber band. Big bands, really big bands.
Thank you for listening to the ESPC Podcast Network, where every podcast is a business meeting with a purpose and an outcome. The purpose is to make money. We've made up to 150 grand betting in college football and NFL football. And it's a process, a year-long process. Part of that year-long process is the NFL draft. So one of the purposes, other than making money, is to get to the truth. Because once you get to the truth, you can predict outcomes, according to Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world. Smart guy, right? He always has a good idea. He always has something going on. But he makes a good point. When you get to the truth, you can predict outcomes. And for us, it's predicting outcomes to monetize those outcomes, predicting the outcome of these games so we can keep on making up to 150 grand a year betting on sports and having fun doing it. You pay taxes with it. So, you know, besides the money, just the pure money, you have to have fun watching the games. You have more fun when you're winning at a decent clip, right? So for those listening to the podcast for the first time, the purpose, we always have a purpose and an outcome, and every podcast is a business meeting. So when you look at the NFL draft, how do you watch the NFL draft? And by the way, I'm Josh. I'm an MBA, securities licenses, clients net worth $15 million and above for decades, right? So how do you keep clients like that? You focus on direct evidence, right? So you have to have direct evidence in order to get to the truth. You have to have direct evidence with corroboration. So what is direct evidence? Direct evidence is evidence that directly provides a fact without the need for any inference or presumption. This type of evidence includes eyewitness testimony, video footage, photographs, contemporaneous documentation, and other tangible evidence that directly supports a claim or assertion. The strength of that direct evidence lies in the ability to clearly and unequivocally establish a fact without the need for additional interpretation or analysis. So the draft, what it does is, sure, that we have going on. You know exactly how the teams are thinking, who they actually picked, instead of all the crap and bullshit we hear, these mock drafts. You get tangible evidence, right? And how do you, what are the factors you use to be able to give value to that information so you can have the right information? You can have condensed information. You can have aggregated information to pick games, right? So that's what we're going to go through that list. The number one aspect when you look at the direct evidence as the picks come is, what is the management structure of the team? I make a lot of money with this. As an MBA, you know, business consultants, 80% of them have absolutely no idea what it is they're talking about. None at all. So I hate calling it, you know, saying business. I say business concierge. So it's a business concierge, MBA. Been fortunate that all the businesses I talk to, they're all fabulously successful because of them. I just been lucky, but I do give them some insight, right? The right insight. They keep me around. So the only one thing you look at is, with 4 months to prepare, it should not take the whole time for them to make a pick. Regardless of the trade, surprises, blah, blah, blah. If you see a team taking the full allotment, that's a red flag. That doesn't mean the deal breaker, the team's completely or disorganized, out of control. Not cover spreads they should, but it's a red flag. Right? Red flag number two, who's making the picks? Is it the head of scouting? Is it the GM? Is it the head coach? Is it the owner who's also the head of scouting? Like Jerry Jones, who admitted this season that he's so not solely focused on He solely focused on proving Jimmy Johnson wrong. Said a guy with a grudge. That's a red flag. The Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in 25 years. So with apples, comparing apples to apples, oranges to oranges, teams with a disorganized management structure, you got to look at them not covering games late in the season, either for disorganization or for lack of depth, not having players to create the depth necessary to cover games late in the season. Right? So nobody's ever gotten rich with technical analysis. People's gotten rich with fundamental analysis. And those are the two main strategies when you pick stock. And you see on CNBC, you see on Bloomberg, people to selling technical analysis because nobody's ever gotten rich using technical analysis. People have gotten rich selling technical analysis. Fundamental analysis is what's gotten people rich. Intended to fundamental analysis is management structure. So that's why it's so important in winning games. People who win the million-dollar contest often have a financial background because they're using fundamental analysis. Or in our case, get up to 100 grand, even if we make 50 grand, 20 grand, right? It's 50, 20, 100 grand we didn't have before. And this is the process we used. You can use your own process. But I would encourage you to integrate elements of the process we have because, sports betting, as I say in every podcast, such a collaborative effort. I've learned a lot from people sending me messages on the podcast, sending me messages, DMing me on Twitter, different strategies that I've been able to share and I've been able to get back. It's a collaboration. So I'm giving you elements that we can collaborate on. All right. Fourth thing to look at is do the teams have show-offs, heroes making picks in the first two rounds? Then the professionals, the scouts, make picks fourth through seventh round. And they hustle for undrafted free agents. So good teams. Now, it's always the 80-20 rule. Out of 32 teams, only about seven or eight actually really know what they are doing. It's amazing how that works. And in the NFL, every team operates independently. There isn't a best practices. I have a buddy of mine. Right. Right. There's no best practices. There's no universal rule book. Everybody is just playing it by ear. Right. The NFL is trying to mitigate that a little bit, I've seen, because of what happened, the disaster that happened with the Washington Redskins, trying to create best practices for the league as a whole, accounting and so on and so forth. The Raiders had guys steal $30 million in the front office because there isn't accounting, there isn't standardized best practices in any organization. So you got to see the team that you're focused on. The as the picks come in during the draft, you got to watch as what are the organizations? Who are the guys making the picks, right? And if it's the owner's daughter, right? Is there nepotism involved? Is she really that good at picking players? You got to focus on these things, right? In order to be an educated investor, if you're going to bet on NFL games like we do and have our type of success. Next thing to look for is mafia picks. Parcells, Belichick, Saban, Kirby Smart. Picks with a program since high school. Since high school, they've had a program for this kid, right? And then he goes to Georgia, he goes to Alabama, he goes to, the other Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, mafia schools, people who have been in their front offices, people who have been through their camps, their programs. It's almost like they have a mafia, they have the same agents, and they pick each other's players, and they all run the 4-2-5 defense, they all look a certain way. Something to track during the NFL trade draft. legit GMs, right? What is the coaching philosophy? Again, to fundamental analysis, looking at the management structure of the team and making a determination about the truth about that team, about that franchise, based on what we talked in the beginning of the podcast, direct evidence to get, right? What is the coach's philosophy in building the team, right? Do they draft guys from the trenches? You know, Tom Telesco over there with the Raiders, always has a job, won a Super Bowl in the front office of the year in the Indianapolis Colts, was with the Chargers. He always, you know, Indianapolis is owned by a crackhead. The Chargers are owned by the Greek Mafia, okay? So, to that end, he builds on the trenches, uses the full practice squad, develops players to pay them less for these cheap owners. Now he's with another Mafia-owned franchise, your Las Vegas Raiders. Cheap franchise. They lost a lot of money with a lot of people stealing from the front office, and here is Tom Telesco. He knows how to work with cheap owners, developing guys in the trenches. You look for those picks. Or, right, is it somebody who's enamored with skilled players or making a political pick? Like, you know, Chicago's a black city, and now they're going on a second black quarterback in the first draft, right? So look for that. Look to determine the truth. Look at the philosophy of the GM, the coaches, maybe even the owners. See what's going on with your favorite team. And to really get to the truth and process the NFL draft correctly. Cheap teams, like the Bengals, right? They like to draft criminals and drag addicts, keeping payroll down. Look at Jamar Chase. He sold drugs to Victor Brown College. So did Nixon, the running back. They could pay those guys less money because of their background. And, you know, there's every NFL contract, especially in the draft, is set. However, there's mitigating factors, things that can knock down the money. And having a back background is that. Look at the Bengals pick. And then again, the Bengals made it all the way to the Super Bowl. But there were a lot of games they should have covered that they didn't, because they're a cheap team like this. And we made money knowing that. Saying, okay, they should cover the spread, but they're a cheap team. This is going to go down to the last play of the game. Or you're going to have to shift things around. You have to have a three-step drop because one of their linemen is hurt and they hate, and they're not going to pay for a backup. Okay, you're gonna do it through, you know, when you're analyzing the game, getting to the truth of the game, right? You have to have good information. Can't believe in the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus, or look at things through rose-colored glasses. You gotta look at the truth, and for the most part, the truth is ugly. Look at the world we live in. War is everywhere. World War III. It's an ugly world. So you have to process when there's money involved, when you're predicting outcome of games for money. You want to maintain relationships. Maintain relationships. Watching the excessive amount of football that we watch, married 20 years, is by being able to buy a Louis Vuitton purse for your wife with the time you spent watching football games. Being focused on the fact that reality is different a lot of times than what we hope for. Got it. We have to look at facts and not let our beliefs color the actual facts that are going on, so we can get to the truth, predict outcomes, monetize it, and enjoy the money and enjoy the games. All right. Love you listening to the podcast. Glad you learned some information that you don't get anywhere else. You get a viewpoint, a lens you don't get anywhere else, so you make more money watching these games. And that's what this podcast is all about. And when you, it's not philanthropy or religion. When you give one, we give all this information for free. You do not have to pay Action Sports $300. You do not. You're going to get better information than you will on Action Sports. Any person that I, you know, it's accrued. analogy, but it's true. You never bring an idiot to a big drug deal. So any person that I have on the podcast are people that know what they're talking about. And we don't give the information for free. We have the same philosophy I have, that when you give one, you always get 10 in return. It's not philanthropy or religion. It's business. So as Winston Churchill said, that's through World War II. As we enter World War III, you make your living from your labor. But you make your life from what you give.
That's why this fuck cost us $800. And that cost 200. And I don't know what that cost. I'm just shaking the work. That's why I wear certain shoes and roll like butts. And I get a limousine sometimes.